But first things first, we're joined now by the driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He is a three-time winner of the Daytona 500. First driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s since 1995. He was the winner of the Toyota 500 last night at Darlington, fourth overall in the standings, and is breaking out a special paint scheme ahead of Charlotte to pay tribute to small business owners, which is a great idea. We are joined by Denny Hamlin. Denny, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Doing good.
All right, so you're coming off a win last night that had rain, a driver flipping off another driver, a fox on the track during a caution, and more. But first off, how does it feel to wake up this morning as a winner and having a win under your belt?
It's good. Those mornings are always better than the contrary. So, it's been really good to start the year off now with a couple wins and just six or seven races. And, we're obviously gearing up for the Coke 600 this weekend in Charlotte, like you talked about. Having a special paint scheme there with FedEx for the small businesses is a big deal for us.
I'm going to talk about that in just 1 minute. I think that's a great deal. What about the car last night? Like, how did you feel about the car and the team's strategy in the early part of the race?
You know, I thought we were pretty good right from the get-go. I mean, we, took with the invert, so we had to start 16th because we finished 5th in the on the race on Sunday, and they inverted the top 20. So we started, mid-pack, and it took us a little while to get towards the front, but we were pretty good all day and really kind of got at our best right at the end of the race when it really counted.
We're talking to Denny Hamlin. So you made that last pit stop, and then there was a caution by Clint Bowyer, which shook things up a little bit with 34 laps to go. You stayed out on the track, and your crew chief told you over the radio, quote, "You ain't going to like it, but we're going to have to eat our vegetables here," end quote. What was going through your head at that point?
He knows I don't like vegetables, so he knows I'm not going to like the call. But we had to stay out there. We had just pitted for tires 8 laps earlier, which is our last set of new tires. And so we had to stay out there. And that kind of made our bed where we at least got to control the restart. We were able to hold those guys off for a lap. They ended up getting in a crash, and then the rain came. So it was it obviously worked out in our favor. We were a race-winning car anyway, but it's interesting to win one. That was definitely the first one in my career that I've won that's been rain shortened.
Denny, speaking of that crash, like, you didn't pit on the restart with 29 laps to go, and then there was that collision between Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott behind you. How aware were you of the crash?
I saw it in my rearview mirror because I saw that I had Busch beside me in the middle of the corner. I saw Chase coming up behind me on the corner exit, and then I saw Chase kind of spinning around. So I didn't know what caused the contact, but I saw the end of it. That was about it.
Denny Hamlin is joining us. All right, so that's your third Cup win at Darlington. You made the point that it's a driver's racetrack. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I just think that there are certain circuits that we race that the driver can make a bigger impact or difference on his day and the success of his day. It's different than other sports that play on the same size court or basketball field or a football field each and every week. All the lines are the same, right? They're drawn the same. Well, for us, we have different types of racetracks, short tracks, intermediate, super speedways. So it takes a different type of racing skill set for each one. But that track in particular has a mix of a few. And as a driver, you can move around and make your car faster if you've got a higher skill level.
Denny Hamlin joining us. And then, Denny, after the race, you broke out a face mask. There was a mask of your own face. I thought it was an incredible look. Where did the idea come from? And then how pleased were you with the way it looked?
Well, it happened really quick, and we had to kind of rush it because it came together within like a day or so. So getting it printed off, making sure everything was the right size, whether it be my mouth or my nose, was a bit of a challenge. But I think we still could make it better if we had to do it all over again. But I'm not sure that I will. It was such a good hit. You don't want to ruin a good thing. But certainly I'm glad it was a happy face because, it would have sucked to have had a bad week or a crash or something. Then you have to go put on your happy mask.
That would have sucked for sure. I hope people are watching on CBS Sports Network. We just rolled it in. I think it looks awesome. It's great. Now, you finished in the top five on Sunday in your first race back. What was the experience like of getting back into a car and racing after so much time off?
You know, it wasn't as big of a challenge as I thought it would be, especially with no practice or anything, just kind of firing off. But, I mean, all of these drivers are so good, and the teams are so good. They can adapt to kind of any situation that's kind of thrown at them. So we had good success both races, and I think that moving forward, these teams are going to continue, and drivers are going to continue to just get better and better to be able to adapt with no practice.
I guess I could say that maybe you stayed sharp or kind of sharp by staying active in iRacing during the time away from the track. You had a now famous moment where you were driving and your daughter Taylor came up to talk to you. You were about to go in for a pit stop, so the timing was nearly perfect, but then the screen went black. For those who don't know what happened, what is the backstory behind that?
Well, it started early that morning when I was making the kids breakfast. She found a remote in the kitchen, just a universal remote, that I don't know if it has batteries or not. If the batteries are in, it's probably dead. But she just kept playing this game where if she pointed the remote at you and she hit pause, you had to stop moving. If she hit mute, you had to stop talking. If she hit power, then you had to disappear. So she's carrying around this remote all day, and she wants to go downstairs and ride go-karts. And I'm like, you know, hang on, give me a second. And she becomes very frustrated. She's got the remote in her hand, hits the power button to maybe on accident or to make me disappear, and instead she shut off my monitors on my computer.
Awesome.
So I'm racing blind, and I ended up crashing.
That is awesome. I don't know why the kids are turning the universal remote on us as parents. I would like to get the universal remote and turn it back on them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty funny. So what else did you do with your time away from the track besides iRacing?
Well, really just worked on physical fitness. I mean, trying to spend this time getting projects done that takes time and you don't have time to do while I'm in the middle of my normal racing season. So just, you know, try to give myself a little project each day to accomplish. And really, I enjoyed these 2 months of kind of being able to work on myself personally. And I think that, you know, we're starting to see benefits now on track for all the work that I've put in.
Denny Hamlin joins us. Now, you and I have talked in the past about your connection to Michael Jordan. How much were you able to watch The Last Dance, and what did you make of what you saw?
It was absolutely incredible. And yesterday, you know, fortunate for me, I got to watch the very last episode an hour before I headed down to Darlington yesterday to race. So the motivation is there to be great, right? To push yourself to that next level. The level that Jordan had in him, you know, naturally, it seemed like. So I think that I never thought of myself as the most talented out there, but I feel like I outwork and outthink some guys. And so I've never been really great at sports. I've just worked really hard at them. When I first started golf, I stunk. So I went to work and I became a 3 handicap, you know. So I put in the work because I'm competitive and I understand that fire that he's got.
That's a serious stick. That's no joke, a 3. So as I mentioned off the very top, you and FedEx are unveiling a special paint scheme ahead of this weekend's race in Charlotte. You're paying tribute to small business owners. How did that come to be, and why is that so important to you?
Well, me and my father used to own a small business in Virginia, and we understand, you know, small business is kind of the heartbeat of our country and our economy. So FedEx actually started this small business grant. They're going to donate $1 million to grant for the small businesses to support them. And you can go to FedEx/support-small-grants to learn more. But, you know, we're going to have a special paint scheme. That's something we usually do not have in our FedEx Camry. It looks the same almost every week. But you've seen that throughout this whole coronavirus and pandemic, they've continued to deliver.
I'm going to look forward to that and see what that looks like. Again, they're going to break out a special paint scheme ahead of Charlotte to pay tribute to small business owners. He is the driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing, 3-time winner of the Daytona 500, and coming off a win last night in the rain, Denny Hamlin, my guest. Denny, it's great to have you back. Good luck this weekend, and always good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
You too. Great talking to you, Denny, as always.